This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. In New Jersey, 1.6 million people still have no power in the wake of Sandy. Evacuation orders are still preventing some residents from returning home. Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports on the recovery that's ahead in the Garden State.
On this street in Brigantine, New Jersey, boats have spilled into people's yards.
We got a couple that are wedged between the foundation and the house next to me, so I don't know if there's any, I don't know the structure damage yet.
The boats washed out from the marina right across the street from Dee Brown's house. But Brown looks beyond the boats, really just an inconvenience, out to the water.
My husband is a commercial crabber. We have 200 crab traps still out in the bay. We couldn't get them in fast enough.
Brown doesn't know about their two boats yet. She guesses the business, Crab Daddy, has suffered more than $50,000 in damages. Brown's hoping FEMA will help, but she's not sure of that either.
Maybe they'll do like a low interest loan. I don't know exactly how they're going to help us out, but I mean, it's fishery. It's food. They got to help us out.
Brown has boats in her home. Sue and John Ferguson had the bay, and it left a mark.
Dead fish and what?
Yeah, it's just a fishy smell.
Fishy smell. Well, there's a lot of fish around our property right now. They're all dead.
The water went up a few inches at the Fergusons. It doesn't sound like much, but it is.
Water damage to the drywall, and that creeps up the wall, so you got to rip that off, and the insulation, is wet inside there. And then floor's all hardwood. That's buckling already. That's all got to be replaced.
Fortunately, John's a builder and can take care of their home. But when it comes to his job, he specializes in new construction, John expects things might get a little tight.
Because I'm sure the cost of plywood materials are just going to go up. Labor's going to be scarce because guys are going to be more likely to go to a homeowner that is willing to pay them a lot of money for just a day's work rather than come and work for me.
Sue has seen floods and storms before, and she's got a sense of resolve. We will return to normal. Just not soon.
We will survive, but a lot of people are, it's just going to be a long, 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 long time before we really get everything cleaned up.
With all the work ahead, she says she's glad she's home. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.